It's Friday, and in about 45 minutes, I'll have my podcast, Friday podcast, with Vane. I think what I am going to talk with her about is m making money. Okay, so long pauses. I am not prepared what I am going to say, but about a month or so ago, I was on a mastermind call and the guy that I had already spent money with, and he was doing a sales pitch of teaching a method of creating an information product and expanding yourself as an influencer or as an expert. And I saw that maybe I could do this. And I also saw that maybe I could enjoy doing this. I also saw what's in my way, how I look, how old I am, and that I have been adversarial to a lot of people in my industry. Anyway, so, but I signed up the same day. I signed up. And it was outside of my budget, and it was too much money, but I signed up anyway. And I didn't expect it. I didn't know what to expect. It wasn't a move, but it opened me up to a whole new way of looking and thinking, thinking of myself, thinking of life. So one of the things that has emerged since then is something that you may be very familiar with. You have heard it a thousand times, of course, you know it, blah, 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 but it's not in your life. A lot of the knowledge that we gather, however we gather knowledge, articles, books, webinars, maybe even courses, isn't knowledge until you actually experience it. It's not yours. It is a tree of knowledge, and it's at best information. And most of the people that I talk to any given day, they live and everything that they know is on that same level. It's just information. And I would think that most people don't have a technology or a process to turn information into knowledge. Why? Because until you have doing as a component, an experience you have as a result of doing, it's not yours. It's just information. And because the internet is so rich of information, and that information doesn't become knowledge unless you do something, and because you're so enamored with information and you never actually do anything, or anything that would be effective or useful or anything, you just do things. You remain a garden variety butthole. Now, I have the courage to say that because that's exactly where I was with what I discovered. Discovered in spite of the fact that certain aspects of it I used, certain aspects of it I understood, I observed, I read books, blah, 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 blah. And that is where is all the money is made. See, people are so hell-bent, people in business or anywhere, are so hell-bent on their front product because their self-importance is reflected there, that they forget that all the money is made on the back end. So what is the front end? If you are an employee, then the work that you do for the paycheck is your front end. If you are an information marketer, then your book, your courses, your coaching programs, etc., is your front end. The one that somebody can come to your site and actually buy it. Your back end, on the other hand, is what you only offer to people who already bought. And if all the money is made on the back end, then most people are poor. I have been having a concern about my fiction writers because they are burning out. And they are burning out because they think that they need to churn out more and more and more books. So they try to find some shortcuts, team up with their editor, blah, 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 to churn out more books. And the quality of books is dropping steadily. The composition, the topics, the plot, the language, it's becoming almost unbearably bad. So I have been looking how and what they can do to create a back end. And of course they are not looking, so I am going to look for them. But they are not the only people who were never taught or never got or decided that they can't have a back end because the only reason they are writers because that's all they want to do, write. You know? So I was looking at, for instance, what would a doctor do? And luckily, I just looked at this back pain person, a chiropractor in Philadelphia, who created a few videos and is selling it as a complete program on the internet. And I don't know how much money he's making, but I have a hunch that either that it's a large chunk of money. Why? Because it's about lower back pain. And now that we live on the internet, we sit all day, and guess what? Your lower back doesn't like it. My lower back doesn't like it either. So I didn't buy his new program because I already bought something from him a few years ago. So I am now watching those videos and he's good. So how much work did it take for him to create the videos? Didn't take him any work because he was videoing his public sessions that he was doing to his already customers. It is customary for chiropractors to have clear days or whatever they call this. Now it does take some effort to create a product from it, and you need a sales letter and all that. But if it's reasonable and your product is good, then it pays for itself within a month, and after that, whatever you make is gravy. And whatever you make is gravy because you didn't have to do anything extra for it. Okay? So, in my conversation with Bonnie, that you can subscribe to, it's very cheap, it's $20 a month. and it's worth for somebody who is not an information junkie hundreds of thousands of dollars. But that's probably not you. Anyway, but that's the conversation I'm going to have with Bonnie about her business. She's a doctor, and I am interested in exploring with her what it is that she could do to make extra money without no extra work. Okay, so that is that, and I am going to just shut it down now.